Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. Father God, you are just so awesome in our lives. I'm so excited to be chosen as we all are, Father God. And we have these prophetic declarations, Father God, for you give us the power. And we decree and we declare this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the Lord, the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live and have our being. We decree and declare right relations in Jesus' name. Now, moderator, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Praise God forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, again, Lord God, for this grace and mercy, Lord God, where we can come and pray, Lord God, on behalf of the others, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop Eben R. Jordan. We all thank you, Lord God, for Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Lord God, for the prophets, the prophetess, Lord God. We thank you for the fledglings, Lord God. We thank you for every department, Lord God, that brings together, Lord God, Zone Ministries, the Prophecology, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening, Lord God, in the spirit, the mind, and also the soul, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for doing new things, Lord God. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you for right connections, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the prophetic anointing. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord, even those that may be sick. We pray for those that may be sick, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing them in their mind, their spirit, and their body, in their physical body. And we pray, Lord God, that we begin to read your word, read healing scriptures, Lord God, to meditate on, Lord God, as they believe in you for the healing. And we thank you, Lord God, just for covering, Lord God, this ministry, Lord God. We thank you for elevation, Lord God. We thank you for inspiration. We thank you, Lord God, no matter what attack, Lord God, that we are overcomers, Lord God. We thank you for success. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for business opportunities. We thank you, Lord God, for money-making ideas, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Lord God, building families, Lord God, and being blessed to be a blessing. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for great things you're doing, Lord God. We thank you for good things. And we thank you for giving us the strength with the things that don't seem to be right for us at the right time, Lord God. We just thank you for giving us strength, Lord God. But, Lord, we just thank you for your mercy and your grace. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mark 11 and 22, have faith in God. Jesus answered, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for allowing us to come together again in unity, God, lifting up our voices in prayer. Thank you, God, for each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess. Thank you for their diligence and faith, God. Thank you for trusting us to pray for people, God. Thank you for being in the midst of us and hearing our voices. You said, where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, and we're ever grateful, God, for your presence. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision in allowing us this platform. God, thank you for each and every person listening in. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way and strengthen them, and those who are going through any illnesses, God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to hear Mother Myers and bless her, God, in a mighty way. Strengthen her. Prepare for whatever she is going through. Let her know that you are with her. You are keeping her, God. And we give you glory and honor and praise for that. Thank you, God. I love you, and I thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to pray and to intercess for my help comes from the Lord. I thank you for the family, English, all the family. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you for your will being done. I thank you, Lord, for all the elders. I thank you for pulling his petition. Thank you for the government. I thank you for us bishops and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for the vision that you put in them. I thank you, Lord, for all the prophets and the prophetic. I thank you, Lord, for the children, for pulling protection over them, protecting them from the gunmen. I thank you, Lord, for my father and mother. I thank you, Lord, for any surgery that has to be done. I thank you for Mother Myers too. I thank you, Lord, for your love. I thank you, Lord, for your strength. I thank you, Lord, for that cancellation. And I thank you for money-making idea. Give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Father, I want to be the kind of Christian who can follow the advice of Paul. honor Christ and let him be the Lord of your life. Always be ready to give an answer when someone asks you about your hope. Give a kind and respectful answer and keep your conscience clear. This way you will make people ashamed for saying bad things about your good conduct as a follower of Christ. You are better off to obey God and suffer for doing right than to suffer for doing wrong. That's 1 Peter 3:15 to 17. Father God, I thank you for this day, this new day, with a new walk, with a new mind, of newness. I'd like to thank you, Father God, for Master Prophet, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Mother Jordan, Prophet Joshua, and Prophetess Jessica, and the family of the Jordans as well as the Barians. Father God, thank you for all the ones that's on the call every night, sharing their heartfelt good wishes to everyone on the line in the world. I thank you, Father God, for making our consciousness to the right way and erasing any negative thoughts that we may consume sometime, because we are humans, Lord, and we just want to do right by you. Thank you, Father God, for putting yourself in all the schools as our kids go to school, our grandkids, and making them safe, Father God, and just changing the procedures and the policies. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to have a clear tongue when we speak and not, you know, have a judgmental thought, for we don't want to be judged. Father God, I declare that we will not fall. I declare that all things will turn to gold. I declare that all closed doors will be meaningful for our lives and will open. Anything that has been taken for us wrongly will be restored. I declare all monies, property, jobs, and peace of mind will also be restored. I declare that our households will change for the better and all things will scatter that do not fit in our lives. I declare that we will also have no debt. Our homes will be debt-free. You will enlarge our territories, Father God. You will continue to teach us the mindset ways. I thank you, Father God, for healing everyone that's on the prayer list, and continue to heal Mother Myers, for we know that there's nothing that is impossible for you. I declare that we have the right understanding and no longer lack knowledge. I decree that we'll have the mind of Christ and our thoughts for life and abundance. I decree that I expect abundantly more than I can ever think for myself. And I know as long as we have you, God,
amen,
we're not afraid of anything that comes our way. And I can now humbly say that I cannot wait to hear you say, "Job well done. You have fought a great fight and won. Victory is all ours." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father God, I just thank you for this night to be able to come with, you know, forth with the prophets to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan and our first leading lady and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their tenacity and leading us spiritually. Leading us spiritually in our walk with you and globalizing the prophetic. I love who you are, Father, and you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all on the prayer list. I thank you for continue to cover the mothers of the church, Mother Mary Varian, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Dorothy Myers, Mother Gladys Austin, all the mothers worldwide. Continue to strengthen them and bless them. I love you to life, Lord. You are an awesome God to serve. Thank you for exposing those human traffickers. And thank you for placing a hedge of protection over all of your children. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray, amen and amen.
Father God, we give your name constantly the praise for God. You have been so merciful to us in our lives, Father God. We thank you for this midnight cry that we can reach out and call, Father God, putting our petitions and our prayers before you, Father God, praying one for another, Father God. For we even put ourselves to the side, Father God, so that we can touch and agree to lift one another, Father God. All those that are assembled on the line, Father God, all the callers in, Father God, looking for that hand to reach up and reach down to them, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God, for we touch and agree with them, for their families and their friends, for healing, for deliverance, for financial blessing, for breakthrough, Father God, even real estate, Father God. Father God, there are those who are mourning in this hour, and we just hold them up, Father God. Even as I'm here in Miami, I stand next to somebody 1 minute, and next minute they're not here, Father God. I just hold their family and friends up right now, God. Those who are lonely, Father God, comforted, we thank you for comforting them and sending someone to be there for them. Those who are lost, Father God, and don't know which way to turn, Father God, you are awakening in them, Father God. We thank you for faith and inspiration, divine network, and like-minded people in our lives, Father God. May we all be a reflection of your word, Father God, so when we go places, God, they see you and not us, God. May our families be lifted up also. We thank you for healing and protection. Thank you for covering the people on the list, Father God. Thank you for Mother Myers' faith, Father God. Hallelujah. May we all be encouraged by her faith, Father God. For no matter what happens with this flesh, we know our spirit is caught with you, Father God, and we bless your name and thank you for that. You've been awesome in our lives. And I'm reminded in your word, Father God, it says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do, Father God. And we lift one another. We edify one another. We encourage one another, Father God. We are here, Father God, because of our prophetic word, and this platform is open for us, Father God. And we bless the Archbishop and Pastor Jordan for this platform, Father God. For it is building us, Father God, building our faith, building our love, Father God, and even our prayer life, Father God. We continue to give your name always, always the honor and the glory, Father God. We humble before you, Father God, and we thank you for all that we have need of, Father God, is within, for you are within, Father God. Thank you for the prophetic word, the prophet's mouth, Father God, that you speak through in this hour, God. We continue, God, to lift your name, to lift your name. To lift your name. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Janice.
Okay. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Father God. Thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the healing of your people, Father God, on tonight, Father God. We thank you for all of those that are assembled here tonight, Father God, in prayer, Father God, and we pray that each and every prayer that is represented here on tonight, Father God, will receive your answer, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your blessings, Father God. Make us rich and add no sorrow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for witty inventions, Father God. We thank you for the prosperity of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the blessings that you have placed in our life in this season, Father God. We give you glory and we give you praise and we honor you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word says, Seek, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened, Father God. Father God, we remind you of your word, Father God, because you asked us to do so, Father God. You said that your son died on the cross, Father God, that we were healed, Father God. So, God, we're claiming healing on tonight, Father God. We're claiming deliverance on tonight, Father God. We're claiming that you set those that are captive at liberty, Father God, in their mind, body, and soul, and spirit, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for all that you do in the earth, Father God, and all that you do, Father God, concerning your people, Father God. Father God, we pray your blessings on your children on tonight, Father God. Those children, Father God, that walk the halls and in the schools, Father God, all over the world, Father God, that you will place a hedge of protection around them, Father God, as you have called them forth in the season to do your work. And so, Father God, we thank you and we bless you on tonight for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God, and for this community, God, that you have allowed us to come together and pray together, Father God, on one accord, Father God, in agreement, Father God, in your name. And, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that your word declare, my God, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony, not consider our life even unto death. We decree and declare, Father, that, Lord, your life, my God, will be bestowed upon the lives of your people, my God. We decree that they shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that in all things you will and shall be glorified. Continue, Lord, to strengthen, Father, our leaders, even Archbishop Ebona Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, the entire Jordans and Barons family, my God. We cover them tonight with your blood. And, Father, every voice in the lives of your people, my God, we decree that your blood, my God, will cover the void. My God, the enemy cannot return even now. We cover, even though during this resurrection season, my God, that we celebrate Jesus in a supernatural way, Father, that you are risen in our hearts, in our lives, my God, that we can give you glory, praise, and honor. So let your anointing flow, my God, be a frontward and rearward, and be thou glorified in the lives of your people. As we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you this evening, God. We thank you, Father God, for the petitions that have come before you, God. We pray, Father God, that each prayer is answered one by one, God. We thank you for your word, precept upon precept, God. And we thank you, Father God, as we honor your word this evening. We pray for those, God, that are on the prayer list, God. We thank you that healing is the children's bread. We pray, Father God, that you will heal their souls, God, and that you will restore, Father God, what the cankerworm, Father God, has eaten in this season, God. We thank you for wholeness, nothing missing and nothing broken, God. We thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is their strength, God. We pray, Father God, for nations. We pray for salvation of nations, God. We pray for Syria tonight, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for a hedge of protection around children, around families, God. We pray, Father God, that the bombings will stop and that innocent bloodshed, Father God, will cease, God. We thank you, Father God, because you are concerned, Father God, about every life. You're concerned about every child, God. And we thank you, Father God, that your word, Father God, will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, Father God, that it is your desire for salvation and that the gospel be preached in the four corners of the earth. We pray, Father God, for this nation and this government, God. We pray, Father God, that the enemy will be silenced, Father God, in the camp, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against, Father God, us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us, thou shalt condemn. We pray, Father God, that you will send, Father God, your word into the White House, God. We pray, Father God, that you will govern, Father God, the president and all those, Father God, around him, concerning him that are making decisions, Father God, for this country. We pray, Father God, that righteous decisions will be made, and we pray that the word of God will go forth, Father God, and you will send your people with a word in due season, Father God, to correct and transform and bring changes, Father God, to this nation. We thank you that the voice of the prophets will be heard, God, and we thank you that it will be heard sooner than later. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving forward, and God, that you're bringing your people into a place, Father God, where they will have a position and they will have a voice and they will speak on behalf of the land and the position of our God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn the wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So this is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in is seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless, poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help, and I'll say, "Here I am." Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for every utterance that's been prayed, Lord God. We thank you for every word that's been declared. We thank you, Lord God, that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And Father, every spirit of infirmity has stuck its head up, but it shall not raise its head up against the knowledge of you. For we pull it down in the name of Jesus, and we crush every tumor, every cancerous cell, every tumor, every mass, we command it to dissolve in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevails against all infirmity in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you for elevation and expansion. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that's resting on this call even now. We thank you, Lord God, that your anointing flows and destroys every yoke of bondage. Father God, of addiction, of cerebral palsy, of tumors, of heart diseases, Lord God, of kidney diseases, Lord God, of rheumatoid arthritis. God, we thank you that asthma is healed even now. We thank you, God, that depression is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of post-traumatic stress disorder is healed even now. We rebuke trauma, childhood trauma, adult trauma. We rebuke it and we decree and declare your people healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit restored. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal from grief and loss. Heal from depression. Heal from discouragement. Heal from calamity, Lord God. We are called to rebuild the waste places. God, we dispatch your angels to rebuild in the Caribbean, to rebuild in Puerto Rico, to rebuild in St. Martin and in St. Thomas, to rebuild, Lord God, in Haiti, to rebuild, Lord God, in Houston and all of the areas that's been destroyed, God. Let your mighty hand be demonstrated on behalf of your people, God. You said they that call upon your name shall be delivered, shall be rescued, shall be helped. You are very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for expanding them, for stretching them, for pushing them, thrusting them forward. We thank you, Lord God, for the next level, Lord God, of ministry. We thank you, Lord God, that you command us to come in line and come in order to bear up the burden of this, to shore up and strengthen the hands of your leaders. God, we come in line in the name of Jesus. We cover the first family. We cover, Lord God, every floor. We cover every feet of clay in the name of Jesus. Let your grace and your mercy prevail and bless every home that's represented on this call. Lord God, we decree and declare healing and unity, restoration and repair. We thank you for your grace, Lord God, and your mercy, Lord God, for those that are incarcerated Lord God, set free by your grace, set free by your word, set free by your blood. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophet Olivia, the announcements, please. You may be speaking on mute. Prophet Olivia?
Amen, I sure was. Thank you, Prophetess. Live conference call scheduled, 9 a.m. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the Company of Prophets, Monday through Friday. And then you can join us right back here with Pastor Deborah Jordan tonight and every night at 12 midnight, 12 Eastern Standard Time, for 30 minutes of an electrifying prayer. And so the conference call number is 1-515-604-9266, 1-515-604-9266. You can text to give you a You can text to give, type donate, as this call continues to be a blessing for you and your family. The number to call is 646-762-0433, 646-762-0433. If you have prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at PastorDeborahJordan.com, PastorDeborahJordan.com. Could it be what you're seeking is seeking you? Join the Poem Seekers conference call at 641-715-3631. Access code is 533-404 and the pound. The call is Tuesday and Friday at 9 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also join the book club, the Book of the Month Club number 4, and you can set up your pledge with the customer care line at 888-831-0434. That's 888-831-0434. Inform the moderator you want to enroll in the Book of the Month number 4. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, amen. And I'm going to ask those of you on the call to remain to the end because there's some very exciting news that I want to share with you, and I don't want anyone to miss it. We've been praying for expansion and elevation. We've been experiencing a great momentum of elevation and expansion, and the announcement came forth on today that we will be going on the Word Network 5 days a week. And, you know, as we are praying every night, we average between 75 and 150 partners on the prayer call every night. But how would you just feel to know that we will be going into the homes of 100 million across the world with the power of prophecy? Archbishop and pastor are amen at the Word Network in the Midwest. I believe it's Chicago or Detroit, one of those areas, and they're filming and they're preparing for the broadcast. Because of your seed, because of your prayers, amen, because of you prophets, amen, standing and undergirding our leadership, God is thrusting them forward. And I'm telling you that this is not the time to shrink back. This is the time to get in position. This is the time to press. And I'm calling for every prophet on the background to begin to come onto the lineup and prepare, because we want to be in position for whatever pastor wants to do. If she wants to expand this call for an hour, we need to be in position. We don't know. She may not, but we want to be in position. And we need the
partners and the prophets to be more dedicated and more faithful than ever before, because we are representing now a worldwide ministry. And not only do we need to be consistent, but we need to be consistent with our seed. So I'm going to ask, because this is not free. This is not free and is not cheap. Amen. But God has opened the door, and we must arise to the occasion. And I just want each of you who would to sow a seed, amen, tonight. Whatever God has blessed you with, but there are those of you who can stretch with that 103 and 1,003 and to say, go, Master Prophet, go. Amen. To encourage our leaders to press in and to go for it. We don't want them to worry about the needs not being met. We don't want them to worry about the bill not being paid. When God has blessed you in such a way, with such a leader, it is incumbent upon us to stand up and support. God holds us responsible to support his ministering gift. So I'm going to ask those who would, you may have already sown a seed today, but I'm going to ask you to stretch. Amen. We want to make sure the bills are paid. And I'm going to ask you to continue to be faithful to this prayer call. Amen. Prayer warriors, we have a very long prayer list. But imagine what the prayer list is going to look like when we go into 100 million homes. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you. Amen, and to thank you for your sacrifice. Archbishop and Lady Deborah thanks and appreciates each of you for your sacrifice. And I thank you because I can't do this by myself, but I'm asking you to deepen your commitment, expand your commitment, be more consistent, because the people of God are going to be calling for prayer. And they're going to need you. And I appreciate, I love it when Prophetess Olivia and Prophetess Olympia pray and declare healing worldwide. Well, guess what? Now we're going to be praying worldwide for healing, for Syria, for Germany. Amen. For the Orient. Amen. For Africa. We're going to be praying for people who are going to be calling in, and we want to be faithful to this call. He said, if you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler of many things. Well, guess what? We've been faithful over these partners praying and interceding, but now God is calling us up higher. And I'm asking you to continue to be faithful, amen, to dedicate your time, amen. And those that have been hanging in the background, basking in the glory of the anointing, to come on and share, amen, and stand with us and help us to intercede for the partners and be in position, amen, to be prepared to do whatever Pastor and Archbishop needs us to do. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being on the call, and see you on another Midnight Cry with our own leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. God bless you is our prayer. Peace.